Version 2.0 of the Chevy Volt is due to be introduced at the Detroit Auto Show this coming January, and some real improvements are expected. Recently, on Autoline After Hours, a weekly television show about the automobile industry, General Motors powertrain director Larry Nitz revealed what GM has learned from gathering data from the current fleet of Chevy Volts. It's life in the fast lane. Down to zero if they were leaving. GM powertrain director Larry Nitz notes that Chevy Volt customers can voluntarily sign up for data monitoring of their vehicle. GM gets the data through their OnStar system and analyzes it to understand how drivers use their vehicles.
About two-thirds of the people sign up for it.
And those 50,000 drivers have shown some interesting trends.
About 65% of overall driving is electric. In commuting, about 82% of the energy is coming from the plug and not from the pump.
How long do Volt drivers go between fill-ups?
Most Volt customers go nearly 1,000 miles before filling their tank. A family member of ours has a Volt in 10,000 miles on the car, 33 gallons.
And on the question of whether or not you need 220 volts at home to charge,
about 60% of Volt customers only charge on 110.
The interesting thing about Larry Nitz's remarks is that they're based on real-world data, not just some idle speculation. Speaking of idling,
81% of all trips had no engine start at all. If you think of most of a car's emissions are made during a cold start, getting rid of 80% of starts is pretty exciting.
The results underscore the financial and environmental benefits of driving a plug-in vehicle. I'm Kelly O'Brien.